All right, setting the bar. Kelly, what is a setting the bar story?
It's a little example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, you're not a fisherman, right?
No, not really. An avid fisherman. Don't have a boat. Yeah, it's not something we typically get to do.
Yeah, I typically fish once a year, and that's when I go on vacation. I usually do it illegally because I don't typically buy a fishing license.
What is the matter with you admitting that?
And well, I've also been fined before, too. So,
do you just roll the dice every year?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right.
So, if you can manage to make it through the day without dropping your adult toys in the Ohio, you're doing okay. And I'll get
why
to,
do we know that? Did he hook one?
Well, I'll get to why we know that in a sec. So, Richard and John, they went fishing in the Lawrenceburg area, the Ohio River, right? So he reeled in his first ever blue catfish, really excited.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he got it in the boat, and they were like, man, his stomach's pretty big. And so they were thinking, all right, I'm pushing on the belly of the catfish, felt a couple of hard objects, didn't feel like normal, like fish food or eggs or something like that. Because, you know, they're like, all right, maybe this catfish is pregnant. Maybe it's whatever. They're like, nope, definitely not that. So when he got it home, cut open the fish and found a foam ball, part of a fish, and another object in the catfish.
Did the other object need batteries?
The other object was a phallic adult toy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, little battery operated boyfriend. No. Oh, that fish should not have eaten that.
Well, the fish probably thought it was a worm, to be fair.
Probably, really, like, the fish thought that it was, like, man. He showed up to an all-you-could-eat buffet.
He was like, wow, what a juicy-looking worm that is.
I had the jackpot today, friends. I'm going to be, like, full for a week. It's going to be great.
Now, Richard says, I have no idea how or why it ended up in the river. His three-year-old daughter was like, hey, what is that? And mom is all like, whoop. Well,
it's a big worm.
It's a big worm. So, yeah, you know, it is kind of interesting to think, okay, well, someone maybe had it on their boat and lost it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, let's dive down the wormhole of how does one of those get in the river?
It is a unique place to find that.
Is it where you are, you know, on the banks and then realize someone's coming up on you and like, whoop, can't be seen with this.
Maybe.
Chuck it in the river.
I feel like it's a can't be seen with this kind of a situation.
Are you using
it? Ends up in the river.
Are you using it as bait?
Maybe.
Or are you having a great afternoon on the Ohio River in your boat and hit a wave?
Okay.
And that
all
pops
right.
out.
Maybe. Listen. Listen. I like the whole maybe the fishermen before them were thinking, listen, the fish are really going to think this is a smorgasbord of deliciousness. I'm going to use this and see if this really amps up a fishing game. Maybe. I'm thinking that could be.
Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I want to think.
So anyways, a little setting the bar. I don't know what the strangest thing you've ever pulled out of the Ohio River is, but it's probably not that.
That's got to be it. That has to win. I don't think there's anything else that can be stranger when you are fishing.
All right, well.
I don't think there's anything else.
Hey, we'd love to know. You can always text or call us, 502-571-9970. But that is setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally, of course, dropping your adult toy in the Ohio River, then you're doing okay.
Oh, fishing sounds fun. Maybe I should take up fishing.
That is State of the Bar.